Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
What should we do then?
I say we cook it and eat it and have the best Christmas feast we've ever had in our lives.
And I say, Mrs. Cratchit, what a splendid idea.
And God bless us all, everyone.
And God bless us all, everyone!
And certainly that plays well into all of our minds and all of our thoughts as we get closer and closer and closer and closer to Christmas. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Friday, the last weekday for our Monday celebration. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the air on Monday for 3 hours of electricity, right? It's be electric. It's an electric Christmas. Electric. I was looking at some of the old advertisements that were around for Christmas is past. And it's really interesting to see, for example, the ads for television sets. Go back to the early 1960s when color was just introduced. And there's this RCA Victor television set. And the ad reads, "Big Color. This Christmas, give your family the gift of color." There's color TV. But there's a mother and father and a daughter there, and they're pointing at the screen. It's really very amusing. And some of the things that also have the Kodak cameras, going back to 1950. Here's an ad for a Kodak Christmas. Have the merriest Christmas ever. Starting at $12.29, you can buy a Kodak number 1A camera.
Do you remember the days of having to carry around a separate camera and then the giant over-your-shoulder camcorder?
Of course. Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. Here's a Schwinn bike for $54.88 back in, let's see, this is 1959. And what else have we got here that wishes? Oh, a bottle of 7-Up was 10 cents back right after World War II. Mm-hmm. Max Factor and all of the things. Is the Max Factor still around? Is it a makeup? Can you still buy a Max Factor?
I was just about to ask, what is it?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Max Factor?
Max Factor is a big, if you look it up, you'll see that it goes back to, I think, before World War II. But it was a line of lipstick and rouge and makeup and stuff. And so when she needs the best, give her Max Factor. That's what this ad is reading. Again, going back to the kind of the 50s here. And now let's see here. Here's a picture of Ronald Reagan smoking a Chesterfield cigarette. "This is the merriest Christmas any smoker could have," he says. Or at least the ad copy says. That's what he says. "I'm sending Chesterfields to all my friends." Yeah. Of course. And there were doctors at the time who were advertising cigarettes. "I'm smoking Lucky Strikes because they're the healthiest. They have the best tobacco." All that kind of stuff, right? Let's see here. Here's an ad.
Weren't cigarettes at one point also used for weight management?
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. A lot of young women would smoke because they thought that it was the way for them to lose weight and to be thinner. All right? Let's see here. What else have we got? A toaster, a General Electric toaster. Everybody wants one, according to Santa Claus. And that was $12.99 as well. And then there's a Hoover vacuum cleaner. Hoover still makes vacuum cleaners. The reason I go through this isn't just because it's kind of fun to smile about some of the old ads and from the old Christmases past, some of the things that people were looking at and were buying, but putting things into relativity, like what you just said, what's a Max Factor? That's really kind of interesting. Matter of fact, I find it very Interesting. All right, so Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the air, the Friday Good Day program. If you need another pound of butter or a carton of milk on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, perhaps you should plan ahead, because most of the grocery stores will not be open. Retail grocery stores, pretty much everything. The drugstores are closed on Christmas Day. That's also been the tradition. So it, I think many of them, not really, New Year's Day is a whole different thing. They adjust their hours, but they stay open for the most part. So anyway, food, retailing, the locals perhaps have. I was just reading this whole thing about local food on the plane coming out here last night. And it really is something. I'm going to work it into our Food Farm Family Report later on. But the way people are buying and things, there's a revolution, sort of, because people are realizing that 96% of the food that is purchased in America is purchased through a big grocery store, grocery chains, who, you know, are, if you, I call attention to our Food Farm and Family Report that we do every day here in the Good Day program. You go to foodfarmfamily.com, and you can see some of the warnings that are now taking place because of so much problem. There's just, the food that's prepared and shipped everywhere is lousy. It's crap.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to find locals. This week on the American Family Farmer, if I can keep plugging the shows that we do, there's a focus on a fellow who's got a farm. It's really very interesting. They do all sorts of things on the farm. Produce is one of them, and they grow things all year long, because now some farmers in some parts of the country that normally wouldn't be growing have built these greenhouses, and they have hydroponic growing. Water is how they grow stuff. That's really what the Driscoll folks do. You go to a grocery store and you see all the Driscoll fruits, and there are other companies, but they're not growing them in the ground. They have these huge, huge, huge greenhouses here in California, and they grow stuff year-round, and what you're eating is basically just all water that's colored red. If you're eating a strawberry, for example, there's no benefit to it. It tastes okay, but for the most part, all that stuff has no value whatsoever. And then last-minute gift ideas. I guess if you go to the big stores like Costco and BJ's, and what are some of the other ones? The Best Buy, they're staying open until early. They're closing most of 6 o'clock. A few of them staying open until 8 o'clock, but for the most part.
Yeah, I feel like normally Christmas Eve they'll be open, but they just close earlier, and then Christmas Day won't be open at all, or they'll open later, and same with New Year's Day.
ShopRite stores are closing on 7 at 7 o'clock Christmas Eve. I'm looking at some of the local Target stores will be closing at 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve. Trader Joe's stores around the country will be they're closing early. Everybody's going to close early. Come on, what do you think? People want to be home for Christmas. And then if you're not Christian, I guess, or if you're not celebrating Christmas, I know plenty of Jewish friends who celebrate Christmas. They think it's great. And it is. We all should be celebrating, because it isn't just about Jesus. As a matter of fact, less and less it seems to be about Jesus. It's more about gift-giving and having social connections and going to parties and being with family, that kind of stuff. And sometimes it pours. And I was reading an interesting article. Remember yesterday, I think we were talking, maybe I'll save some of this to share with Jennifer when she's here and we do our talk radio review later on, the story of Mike Johnson and where he's from and what he's all about and whether or not he's the right guy. You know, as our country has a crisis of faith, as so some people think, as so he's the right guy at the right time. I think yesterday we were talking about that. What's the name of that thing that he went to with his daughter?
The Purity Ball.
Yeah, right. And what his thing is all about. I don't want to talk about it now because I don't want to get into politics now. It is it is what it is. And some people think he's great, and some people would like him to step away and not be such a focus. One of the things that also is a part of what's going on now, if we can be a little more serious, I was looking at a report from various government agencies about how many people are coming into the... I haven't really looked at the countdown list thoroughly this week yet, But I was taken back by some of the stuff. This is sort of like a year-end report. The Customs and Border people and how many illegal aliens have come in. For example, in the month of September, which is the last month, there's detail. 269,735 people entered this country illegally. So far this year, the Border Patrol says 1,912,663 illegals have come into the United States. This is, I suppose, kind of political. I don't know, maybe it isn't. In Biden's, what are we into, the third year of the Biden presidency, right? 6,292,849 illegals. That's a staggering number of people. And where do they come from? People are wondering, okay, should we worry? Because, you know, there are some who say, oh, no, they're all from South America and Latin America. No. There are thousands coming in from Afghanistan, from Egypt, from Iran, from Iraq, from Jordan, Lebanon, from Pakistan, from Syria, from Turkey, from Yemen, China. Thousands of people come into this country illegally every year from China. I thought that was kind of interesting. The Russians, well, there are some who come in here that they've captured. Last year, a couple of hundred Russians came into the country illegally. But it just begs the question, how many people are coming here who don't have, who have ill intentions, who don't have, you know, good intentions for being in the country? And I don't know that there's an answer to that, but I know that this is disgraceful. I think it is. Yeah, I don't, can you find another country in the world that has this much of a problem with this kind of, maybe England to a point, and that's why, you know, that's why they got out of the European Union, because they thought that would fix their problem, and it hasn't. At all.
If you can count how many people are coming in, why aren't they able to at the same time better document them?
Well,
to
so
see
that's
where
the,
people are coming from.
That's the question, isn't it? That is the question. Why aren't these people being either turned back, they're better documented, or whatever the hell it is? But something, I don't know, it's not very Christmassy, but it is something to be thinking about, because I think it fits into the realm of what we need to be thinking about in the next year. All right, so we've not too early to talk about next year. We'll be saying next week at this time, Happy New Year for sure. 18 after the hour now on Good Day.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-857-5656. That's 800-857-5656.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus. Plus, a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you know people talk about spreading holiday cheer? Overrated. I had some holiday cheer last year, and you know what? Lasted a couple of hours. It was gone, just like that. However, spreading holiday comfort with Skechers? Yeah, that's something your loved ones will enjoy long after the new year. Because Skechers, that's footwear for the whole family, that will be the most comfortable, stylish holiday gifts under the tree. To start, there's hands-free Skechers slip-ins. You just step into them and they're on. You don't need to bend down to touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers slip-ins in a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Hey, this is Travis Kelce, NFL tight end and proud member of the Lowe's Home Team. Lowe's knows when you've got the best price, you've already won. That's why we offer the lowest price guarantee. If you find a better price online or in store, we'll match it. Now you can score on the top brands from the Lowe's Home Team picks, like Scott's, LG, and DeWalt. So take on your projects with confidence. Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retail partner of the NFL.
Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. This is the last program before the next program, which is on Christmas, last program before Christmas. So in celebrity news, that's what we do here, social media at this point at each hour. The trending story, one of the 10 biggest celebrity stories that you can follow, is a focus on Vanilla Ice and his friendship with a notorious bad guy. And so how does this happen? Well, we'll find out. Who's a good friend? It sounds like who's afraid of the big bad wolf, right? Who's a friend of Vanilla Ice? Vanilla Ice, Vanilla Ice. So we'll get to that right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
That's right.
VIP.
Didn't we do this when we were talking about rap a week or so ago? Didn't we pick this out of a cloud someplace?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I think we did, yeah. Okay, so here's Doug and Jay with Vanilla Ice, who apparently has become or was friends with Pablo Escobar. You all know who Pablo is. See when he go around the room. All right, so James, do you know who Pablo Escobar was?
He's like a mob boss or something like that, right?
A drug lord, yeah.
Oh, that's a big drug lord. Yeah, right, exactly. So apparently Vanilla Ice used to hang around with Pablo Escobar. They were good friends, he said.
He and his guys, and they would land their helicopters at Vanilla Ice's place. They would go and race boats and go to all of these events, and they apparently were pretty close enough that you were hanging out all the time, but I guess you also, in that day, you didn't ask people what they did for a living. He said he assumed they were businessmen. He had no idea.
Really?
Well, Google didn't exist. It's not like you could Google somebody.
Yeah, well, I mean, but the reputation sort of follows around. This guy's real name, by the way, Vanilla Ice's real name is Van Winkle. And so he was like his namesake, Rip Van Winkle. He was asleep at the switch when it came to Pablo Escobar, it seems. So is this, why is this coming up now? Escobar, isn't he in jail somewhere? Didn't he get killed?
No, he died back in the early 90s.
He was killed.
He was killed at the age of 44 in 1993.
Oh, who's the other one I'm thinking about? Whose wife? Who's the one that's in jail now that they extradited here? Who is the really big bad guy of our time? There's another one of these.
What is his name? El Chapo.
That was it. El Chapo. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Another one of these guys.
And I think his sons that are also kind of taking over, El Chapitos, is that what they're called? I can't recall.
Should we start a rumor? He's friends with Joe Biden's son.
Well, now Google exists.
Yeah, right. So he can't. I'll bet you that he does. That what's his face? Biden has some friends in that department. Has some friends from that. He's, you know, it's becoming more obvious that he has lots of questionable connections. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about here. For Vanilla Ice, he has a new single that's called "Bands Out," and he's going to play. And a tour starting next February. For those of you who are fans, there you go. Go for it. Vanilla Ice here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Stefan with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, but there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach so that people can go in, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And, you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel's revealing what it describes as an extensive tunnel network beneath Gaza City constructed by Hamas. Dave Collins has more.
According to Israeli officials, the network includes command and control centers, meeting rooms, and hideouts for top Hamas leaders. However, Israel has not confirmed reports about the initiation of seawater pumping into these tunnels.
Former President Trump is requesting a delay of trial proceedings in the defamation lawsuit against him by writer E. Jean Carroll. Trump is asking for a 90-day delay in the case. An appeals court ruled last week Trump cannot assert immunity in the case. Lawyers for the former president say the delay is needed in order for Trump to consider options of appeal. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Certainly is worth repeating any number of times during the Christmas season, right? Who doesn't have a smile on their face listening to that? It's the Good Day program. It's 36 past the hour now as we prepare you for the day, prepare you for the weekend, prepare you for a Christmas Day. Jay and I will be here on Christmas Day on all the stations that normally carry us and some of the stations that don't normally carry us but want something good and fresh and honest and with it for a Christmas Day. So welcome one and all. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, all of our yak in this half hour, brought to you in part by... say it again, Doug. Let's rewind that. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance that you can get. If you got a motorcycle, call Progressive. If you got a boat, call Progressive. Got a car, call Progressive. Got an RV, call Progressive. You got the message here, right? Call them at 800-PROGRESSIVE. Also go online to progressive.com, if you please. All right, so I wanted to get to a couple of things. So I want you to know before I go down this path with the next couple of stories that I am thinking, you know, everybody says, oh, Doug, you're so positive, you're so happy, yep, and up and up. Well, there are some stories that require a conversation. And so as I say to you, I wish for you, this is sort of a Christmas wish, may your walls know joy, may every room in your household laughter, every window be open to great possibilities. That's what I would like for you this Christmas season. All right? May your walls know joy. May you, in every room of your home, have laughter, and every window be open to great possibilities. So it is with that in mind that I move to something. And oftentimes, because I am in Boston, most of the time I'm in Los Angeles for the next couple of days because it's Christmas and I want to be with my family. My grandson's birthday is today and my daughter's birthday is in a couple of days. So, yeah, I'm going to be here. But it doesn't keep me away from this because this is sort of a national story now. Remember when I said last week when all of the hoopla about these university presidents was getting focus that the woman who lost her job in Pennsylvania lost it because the Board of Trustees said, you're done. Either we'll fire you or you resign. So she resigned. And then there was a lot of focus on Harvard's president, who's a lady named Claudine Gay. And because of things such as what I said, the whole business, this is not about, and people who, yeah, you're anti-black or something like that, you're a racist. No, I don't lay claim to that at all. Anybody who knows me knows I'm just the opposite. But when something is true, when it's relevant, then you tell the story. Or you ignore it. Some people don't want to get into it because it's too dicey or it's too politically incorrect or however. But I don't feel that way. And I don't feel that way because I think when I said early on when the whole business of Black Lives Matter started, it was an appropriate focus on things that really needed to change. And I think in some circumstances, not all, but in some circumstances, what's happened has been appropriate and continues to be something to focus on, like things in the service, how black soldiers are treated. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff that still is wrong. But also in the wrong department are getting focusing or giving people jobs that they're not qualified for and keeping them there. The call for Claudine Gay to resign as president of Harvard fell on deaf ears because the trustees didn't want to look bad because she's black. They don't want to fire her and come under the scrutiny. So there are people at the institution at Harvard who are not fans of hers because she's done what has been described as an inadequate job as president because she apparently wasn't prepared for it. She got the job because she checked off all the buttons, I mean all of the boxes. So there seems to be a congressional committee looking into the various presidents and what's been going on college campuses and stuff. And in the course of their investigation, they've stumbled on some stuff, which apparently, whether this is enough to finish her off, remains to be seen. I don't think there's a vendetta. I think that there is the Boston papers both today have stories of investigations into the allegations that she plagiarized her doctoral theory in 1997, apparently. This is in today's Boston Globe. They have a summary of the report that has been done by these various people investigating her at Harvard. And apparently her dissertation has a number of errors in it. So it looks like the Board of Trustees is allowing her to correct the instances of what they call, this is political, if there's ever been a phrase that was politically correct, she was, she says that, I guess I have inadequately cited references. In other words, they say there are a number of instances of what they call inadequate citation, mm-hmm. which means you plagiarize. That's another way of saying that you took somebody else's. My daughter teaches at UCLA, and if people, they check, they know what plagiarism is, and they know the work, and so if you're guilty of plagiarism, you fail the course.
Well, and here's the thing. You can use other people's work in your... In your assignments, you just have to cite it. Exactly, you just have to cite it properly. And you I don't really think that there's even a limit of how much you can use from other people's work, as long as it is all cited correctly.
Right. So apparently she didn't do that. This is an independent three-person panel at Harvard who the published work that she's done, they didn't look at her dissertation, they looked at other public works, the published works that she's done, and apparently that was fairly, that stuff was fairly clean. But now, because there is so much focus on her and so many allegations by so many different people, including members of the Board of Trustees and members of the faculty, and now students are calling for her dismissal because of the testimony that she gave about failure to address rising anti-Semitism, which is a whole nother can of worms, obviously, at Harvard and some of the other big schools around the country. But I told you, remember I said I feel like there's something else there. There's just something about what is going on there with her that is, frankly, another the perfect definition of plagiarism or being inadequately prepared for the job. She just isn't or wasn't. So I wonder where that's all going to go. I just I laid here. I have no wishes of ill. I have no wishes one way or the other, frankly. But I know that there are people like her who have taken advantage of the situation, and that and people feel good about it because they want more blacks to be in leadership roles. Yeah, that's fine, as long as they're qualified. Doesn't make any difference what color your skin is, and I know that sounds like an old kind of ruse, but in my mind, it's true. We should be more focused on people and who's right for whatever the job is, no matter what, whether it's in the public sector, the private sector, whether it's in education, wherever it is. Mm-hmm. Am I right or not, Jay? Where am I?
Well, but also, I feel like cancel culture has just gotten out of control, where there is no conversation afterwards. A lot of times people do something that is, they mess up a situation.
Yeah.
And there's no conversation afterwards. There's no education. There's no turning into an advocate for a situation. There's none of that. It's just, sorry, you're done. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no. So this is better in the sense that people are at least scrutinizing what's going on. Now, is this the same? If you go to Seattle, Tacoma, up in Oregon, there were three police officers yesterday who were found not guilty on all charges in the death of a black man who was in police custody. Remember this? The officers, I don't know if their names are important, Christopher Burbank, Matthew Collins, Timothy Rankin, found not guilty. This is back in 2020, the death of Manuel Ellis, a black guy who died in custody after he said he couldn't breathe. And they didn't pay any attention to him, and he just died. And so they were charged, these three officers who were on the case were charged with first-degree manslaughter. They were all found not guilty. They pled not guilty. They used, according to some of the people who are witnesses, deadly force on this guy. They tried to arrest him for trying to open car doors of occupied vehicles. And I don't ever know where that happened. I mean, what really did happen? I don't think that ever really came out. What did he? What was he doing, really? What was he? Yeah, the police saw him, and they grabbed him, and they beat him up, and they, you know, choked him. And I guess there's some video. I don't remember. This is like 3 years ago, so I don't remember. I remember vaguely what went on, and I remember at the time being on the air and saying, this is disgusting that this stuff goes on. No matter what he was guilty of, you don't beat the hell out of him before you put him in jail. Unless you have anger issues and you can't control yourself. And that, unfortunately, is a problem that, you know, some people that are wearing a badge have. And you know, there's who think that the police can do no wrong. Of course they can. Like in any other job.
Any occupation, yeah, exactly.
Any occupation, you know. In the radio world, it's, what's his face? Why do I blank on him? Everyone's from Jones, Alex Jones, you know. Yeah, I mean, he's a bad guy and a bad actor. And so, you know, he was held accountable and it's kind of reminds. This is something we'll talk about on that. I'm chuckling because I'm thinking of Rudy Giuliani. who basically has fallen in the same path as Alex Jones, because he has been found guilty of going after these women in Georgia. So the judge has fined him $183 million. He doesn't have it. He declared bankruptcy yesterday. So that's what Alex Jones did. That's what people do when they have money. They hide it. And so I'm not suggesting to go back to these police officers that they're hiding anything, but I'm telling you that the system doesn't always work the way it ought to. Apparently this guy was tasered 3 times. I don't know what that does to you. I know when you see, in movies and TV shows, somebody gets tasered, they kind of fall over and they seem to have lost, right? It affects
the
nervous
system.
Or it's
like the opposite, like it's a bigger person and the tase, they're coming after the police officer in the film and the taser doesn't really work and then somebody else comes in and tases.
Yeah.
But it's film, it's just, what is the need to tase somebody that often? There was a video floating around of an officer who she was arresting somebody and he had his hands handcuffed, was on the hood of the car and she said something and then she tased him. And in the video, he doesn't even do anything. He has his hands cuffed and he is laying forward on the hood of the car.
I remember that. Yeah. Yep. Remember that. All right. Here's one more item of interest that we can talk about here today and through the weekend. The number of respiratory viruses, some people say respiratory, I've always said respiratory viruses, increasing as we get closer to the holidays. I flew on an airplane that was full last night coming out to Los Angeles. My daughter picked me up. It took her 45 minutes to get from one end of LAX to the other because we just couldn't move at LAX. Everybody coming here, everything was jammed with people. And when you're in that close of contact with people, and that's what happens at the holidays, you're bound to be exposed to the flu and COVID and whatever else is in the bug world. This RSV thing is apparently taking on a life of its own. So just be careful. As you're, be thoughtful and careful about how you are when you're sneezing or breathing around people, okay? Here we are at 48 after. This is Good Day.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands at up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money the same day.
Starting December 11th, walk into a Jackson Hewitt for an early loan on your tax refund, and you could walk out with up to $1,000.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money. Missing out would be cray.
Appointments go fast. Book yours now at JacksonHewitt.com. Early refund advance offer to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you. This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth.
How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now 53 after the hour is Food, Farm, and Family time here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and our first focus is appropriate, I think, for those of us who are concerned about where you're getting your food. We see all of these recalls. We probably should start with a recall of Blue Ridge Beef Kitten Grind, Blue Ridge Kitten Mix, Blue Ridge Puppy Mix. Salmonella, Listeria, so not only can you get sick from some of the stuff the way it's packaged, but your dog and your cat can get sick as well. So if you have anything that's got a Blue Ridge label on it, bring it back to the store. Don't take any chances. Why? People are more protective sometimes of their dogs and cats.
They are,
than they
are. Yeah.
of the people in their family. If a pet gets one of these bugs, Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli, they get the same thing that you, they have the same, you know, outward indications of it, diarrhea, vomiting, and this really upsets you. Look at a dog that's sick. I remember not long ago, Daisy had something to eat that wasn't good for her, and she upchucked it, and she was, like, afraid that I was going to be angry at her because she threw up on the floor. And she looked at me with those eyes, my God, and just hugged her and hugged her and hugged her.
Mm-hmm.
They can't control that.
Like, they feel so miserable, and they're also so ashamed and scared.
Yeah.
And
right. So, Blue Ridge products. Bring them back to the store. Get your money back. Now, there's also a recall on some air fryers. I know that my children got me an air fryer at your suggestion. They all said to me, what do you want? Well, I want some new sheets and I want an air fryer. And I don't know what they bought because I won't, they'll show it, you know, obviously on Christmas Day I'll see it. But anyway, there are a number of these. Most of them are probably made in the same place, but the air fryer made by Empower Brands that sold at all the big retailers like Walmart and Target and Kohl's and that sort of thing, they are to be brought back because they have the ability, they will blow up, they will burn. Yeah, right. Hello, 300,000 of these things. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. That's why we put this company out of business, because they can't absorb that. But you don't want them. And I don't know if I should, I'm being irresponsible if I say, what if you bought an air fryer, bring it back. That's probably not fair to the other companies that make these things. But certainly, if you've got something made by Empower Brands, 41 reports of products being broken during their use, burns and that kind of stuff. So this is bad news. Bring it back to the store, mm-hmm. right? What else
yeah,
can you do?
Yeah, well, and especially you can also go look online and type in if there is a recall on the specific product you have.
Yeah, right.
If there are any questions. And yep. And if there's a recall, then you know what to do. And if there's not, then keep on cooking.
Keep on. Very good, Jay. National Cookies Change Day today. According to some historians, the idea of cookies has been, really, if you go back to the beginning, it looks like it's a byproduct of cake baking. The earliest cookies could have been made by people that had extra cake batter, and they just used that in the oven. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Huh? When you think about it, is it the same dough today as they use for baking cakes? I'd think there'd be some connection, especially if it's made.
Yeah, somewhat similar
involved.
Ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Cookie recipes started to appear in the 17th and 18th centuries, and then the Dutch brought them to America, and as we know, the rest is history, as it were. I'm a big cookie fan. I like chocolate chip cookies. I kind of like, there are other things, the oatmeal raisin cookies are kind of yummy. Don't you like cookies? Any kind of cookies?
I do. I'm a soft, chewy cookie kind of person, but chocolate chip is definitely my favorite.
Well, thanks to the folks in the 7th century for providing us with the earliest cookies. Thank you very much. All right, so let's see if we can go through the reasons to buy local. This is something that I'm very, very, very conscious of, and I would like to continue as we talk about this stuff, not only on the Food Farm Family portion of the program, but just in general conversation about food. The reason that you buy local, number one, is because it tastes and looks better. Number two, it supports local families and local farms. Number three, it builds trust. When you meet a person that's growing your food, you trust what's going on the farm, right? Also builds community. When you're buying direct from a local farmer, it's just great for it's a local business, and it's better. Learn how your food is grown. Local food preserves open space. That's important to a lot of folks, especially as more and more land is sold for development. And number six on the list, it keeps taxes down. Farms contribute more in taxes than they require in service. Benefits the environment, wildlife. Local food makes a lighter carbon footprint. It preserves genetic diversity, and it's also an investment in the future of your community. So those are the reasons, in my mind, to buy local. There you have it. Food, Farm, and Family Time is 59 after on Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.